January 25th is the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, 3-16. Paul addressed the people in these words, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city. At the feet of Gamaliel, I was educated strictly in our ancestral law, and was zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to death, binding both men and women and delivering them to prison. Even the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify on my behalf. For from them I even received letters to the brothers and set out for Damascus to bring back to Jerusalem in chains for punishment those there as well. On that journey, as I drew near Damascus, about noon, a great light from the sky suddenly shone around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' I replied, 'Who are you, sir?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus, the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting.' My companions saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who spoke to me. I asked, 'What shall I do, sir?' The Lord answered me, 'Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told about everything appointed for you to do.' Since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by hand by my companions and entered Damascus. A certain Ananias, a devout observer of the law and highly spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and stood there and said, 'Saul, my brother, regain your sight.' At that very moment I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, 'The God of our ancestors designated you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the sound of his voice, for you will be his witness before all to what you have seen and heard. Now why delay? Get up and have yourself baptized and your sins washed away, calling upon his name.'" This is the word of the Lord. Dear family, today in the conversion of St. Paul, the gospel tells us that Jesus commanded, "Go into the whole world, proclaim the gospel to every creature." And upon that response, their future, their eternity will depend, whether the person believes or not believe. Do we take faith that seriously? Now, in the case of Paul, he was a man who believed in God. He was a very religious man, a zealot for religion, in fact. He went all out to persecute the people. At that time, they were called the people of the way, the Christians. And here is the danger of fanaticism. What is fanaticism? It is the pursuit of something that may be in itself good, like the pursuit of God, but in a disordered way. It's like losing the way and going into something that is not what God wants. And that is, of course, a danger. We see a lot of it today. Now, the answer is not mediocrity, is not to be lukewarm. St. Paul in his conversion definitely did not become mediocre or lukewarm, but his intensity now was directed by God in the direction of Christ, which is the direction of true love. And this is what Jesus wants of each of us, to be intense, to be passionate, but in the right direction. Now, notice that Jesus appears to him and says, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Well, St. Paul was actually persecuting the Christians, but this is very important because the Christians and Christ are the same body. And for this, I refer you to the Catechism number 795. There in the Catechism, it speaks about St. Augustine, one of the fathers of the church. And he says that the term "the whole Christ" includes Christ and his church. This is what he says: "Christ and his church thus together make up the whole Christ. The church is one with Christ. The saints are acutely aware of this unity. Let us rejoice then and give thanks that we have become not only Christians, but Christ himself." So we are Christ. And St. Paul definitely became keenly aware of that. "No longer I live," he said, "but Christ now lives in me." So he continues the ministry of Christ. He speaks in the name of Christ, and he acts in the name of Christ, and he dies in Christ through his faith. Now, another notable reality here is that this man who was so filled with arrogance going to Damascus, after the experience of encountering Christ, he's blinded and he has to be led by the hand. He becomes blind because all the vision, all the understanding that he had before now has to be transformed. A new reality is coming to him. He will be able to use the good elements of his past, but totally now in the new light of Christ. And in this condition of humility, being blind, being led, he is introduced to Christ through his church. Notice that Christ did not baptize them on the way to Damascus. No, Christ led him to Ananias. Now think about Ananias. He knew about Paul coming to persecute the Christians, to put them in chains and take them to Jerusalem. Ananias should have been afraid, right, from St. Paul. And yet, Ananias, being a man of faith, understood what had happened and actually welcomed Paul into his house and says to him the beautiful words, "Brother." Brother. Have you heard that before? Just yesterday in the gospel, we heard about the brothers of Jesus, the sisters of Jesus, and now Ananias is calling Paul brothers. You see, it doesn't mean that they are biologically born of the same woman, but it means that they have become part of the family of Christ. And Ananias then calls him for baptism, which implies also repentance from his sins and the beginning of a new life. And so what Jesus began on the way to Damascus, Jesus completes through the encounter with Ananias, which is the presence of Christ, since he's one with Christ. And through him, St. Paul becomes a member of the church. What a powerful witness of the work of God to bring a persecutor to be a member of the family. Now, the question is, first of all, do I believe that I could be transformed so powerfully by Christ, regardless of my past, to become a true apostle, to be chosen by God, to be sent by God? And secondly, would I have the openness and faith of Ananias to receive a Saint Paul, a persecutor, and believe that God can transform others as well? This should fill us with hope. My dear family, God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.